David Baldacci burst onto the literary scene in 1996 with his first novel, Absolute Power. A movie adaptation followed with Clint Eastwood as its director and star. In total, David has published 25 novels, and there are more than 110 million copies of his work in print. David has also published 3 children's books. A lifelong Virginian, David received his bachelor's degree in poli-sci from Virginia Commonwealth University in 1982 and his law degree from UVA in 1986. He practiced law for 9 years in D.C. We'll be speaking with David today about his new bestseller, The Hit. Welcome, David. Thanks so much for joining us on The Book Report.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
What made you pick up the pen to write your first novel, Absolute Power?
Well, you know, I've been writing stories since I was a kid. I went to law school to support myself. I didn't think I could make a living selling short stories. And I was working in Washington, D.C., and I worked near the White House, and I would pass by, and I thought about this story one day, just sort of hit me about a president and a burglar and a cover-up, and I spent 3 years writing it sort of in the middle of the night, you know, apart from the job that I had, and that really launched my career.
All right. Well, on to The Hit. Introduce us to Will Robey.
He was in a book I wrote last year called The Innocent. He's a government assassin, really excellent in his job. In this book, I take him to another level. He is tasked to send a killer to catch another killer. Jessica Reel, a woman that he has worked with in the past, she's also an assassin, every bit as good as he is, has gone rogue, and she's killing members of her own agency, so they send Robey to terminate her. But the more he thinks about it and looks at it, he becomes unsure and doubtful about why she's doing what she's doing, doesn't know really where the truth is. And when you have doubt, you really can't pull the trigger. So it gets really complicated for Robey really fast.
When you introduced Will in The Innocent, did you feel in your bones you'd created a character you'd keep writing about?
I think so. When I was in the middle of writing The Innocent, I thought, this guy has a lot of legs. He's got a lot of juice left. And I really haven't even begun to explore his psyche and where he goes from here. So the Hit was a natural sort of evolution from The Innocent, how I ended that book, taking him and sort of pit him against a woman who knows him best. They do the exact same job. They're both damaged goods, emotionally sort of lost souls, to sort of delve deeper into his psyche and hers as well and see if there's a human being left under all this armor plating they've built up over the years. So, yeah, I knew early on that I was going to be bringing him back.
All right. Your home is not that far from D.C., or shall I say Langley. Is Will based on someone you've met?
Well, it's sort of a composite of different people. A lot of people, military and paramilitary, have this sort of special skill set. They're not going to tell you they go around and kill people, but you know that we have people who are tasked to do that. You look at SEAL Team 6, who was sent out against Osama bin Laden. You look at the drone strikes that we use around the world. So these things do take place. It was my job as a fiction writer to sort of delve into the psyche of these people. And I needed you to root for people who killed other people, which is difficult. So I had to show that sort of human side, that vulnerable side, that damaged soul side that I think people can relate to and respond to.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Yes, Will is a killer, but he's a guy that you hope makes it through the end of the book. How do you respond to critics who say this specific genre desensitizes violence?
Well, I would say that when you actually focus on the damage and the toil that it takes on people, that you're actually doing the exact opposite of that. I never want war to be turned into a video game where we just strike thousands of miles away and we might kill innocent people, but there's no harm that comes to us. I think it was either General Grant or General Lee who said, it's a good thing that war is so terrible, otherwise we would grow too fond of it. So for me, in my novels, I don't just have a hit guy running around blowing people away and then going back and having a normal life with kids and a barbecue and, you know, a soccer tournament. I show that when you have violence like this in your life, part of you is destroyed by it. So instead of, you know, being desensitized to it, I think there's a heightened awareness of violence has consequences, and violent action damages people, not only the people that the violence is directed against, but it's against the people who actually cause the violence, too. I try not to take things from the headlines, because the headlines keep changing, and, you know, it feels old because people have already read about it in the newspaper, but certainly world events I will look at and try to construct something original from them by combining different elements that people may not naturally sort of put together. But, you know, taking something directly off the headlines, you know, I would never write about a bombing at the Boston Marathon or at any marathon, because I would feel uncomfortable doing that. But knowing how the world works, knowing what's going on around the world, I think is very important to construct original stories that, you know, take bits and pieces from here and there.
Right. Well, your work is wildly popular around the world. Does your international readership differ from readers here in the U.S.?
I think everybody enjoys a good story. And I just came back from overseas. I was in three different countries over there. I write about in my stories that have universal themes. I think sort of transcends national borders, ethnicity, sort of backgrounds, culture, and all that. Where I'm writing about people in various situations trying to survive, and showing the impact that it can have on them, showing the decisions and choices people make and the consequences of those choices. I think people across the world can relate to those types of themes, no matter where they live and no matter who they are.
Right. I noticed in your acknowledgments you thank your audio edition narrators. Do you give actors insights into your characters before they begin the performance?
Sometimes I do. You know, they will call me up and we'll have a conversation about it. And I have a great team now that has done probably the last seven or eight of mine. Ron McClarty, who's a great actor on television and movies, and Orlok Cassidy, who have probably done my last half dozen or more books. The fabulous team. They do a great job together. I'm very comfortable. And I listen to the CDs because this is a whole new experience for me. I write it down, but they don't just read it. These two perform it. It's a whole another experience, and I love to listen to them.
Yeah, I think everybody does. Tell us about the Wish You Well Foundation.
My wife and I started it about 13 years ago. We fund literacy organizations and programs across the country. In pretty much all 50 states we've done now. We also have a program called Feeding Body and Mind. We partner with the food banks, Feeding America, so that I provide books to them, and those books are then shipped out to their pipeline. Over the last 4 years, I've collected books on my book tours, and that's where the books come from. Over a million books have been donated, and we in turn ship those out to the food banks. And the idea is that people seeking food assistance have low job skills, low literacy, and reading skills. If you can heighten their literacy skills and reading skills, they get better jobs, better pay, break out of the cycle of poverty, not just for themselves, for their kids as well. It's been a hugely successful program.
Yeah, congratulations on that work. Are you already working on your new novel?
I am. I've got, it's a new King and Maxwell. I've written five books with them before, Sean King and Michelle Maxwell. It's also coming to television. It's going to be a network television series for TNT. It premieres on June 10th on TNT. I've seen the pilot. It's great. The same guy who does the NCIS franchise, the producer, and really excited about that. And we just finished filming Wish You Well, the movie in Virginia last year. Just finished post-production on that. It stars Ellen Burstyn and Josh Lucas, and we're very excited about that coming to the theaters.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
No, I really enjoyed it, too. Thank you.
Bye.